Hey guys, welcome back to What Angel Found, the only podcast where all the ambitious people learn how to bring out the most from themselves. This is your host Anshul, and this podcast will help you to create an action plan for the rest of your life. If you are unaware of action plan, then it defines three things: what you want to achieve, how you expect to achieve it, when you plan to achieve it. The things which I'm going to tell you today is applicable in any situation, organization or country. Because truth is eternal, and most people fail not because of lack of ability or intelligence, but because of lack of desire, direction, dedication and discipline. I am talking about that kind of desire that you will be having to get yourself untied if I tie you down and put a burning charcoal on your stomach. This desire with right positive attitude is a jewel, which you cannot sell, but even without selling, it will still give you its benefit. The foundation of success regarding of your chosen field is attitude, and the human resource and the human values are the most valuable assets. In my previous podcast, I told you to say please and thank you, to smile, but without a desire to serve, without helping attitude, you cannot do it. And if you think you cannot, then there are only two possible reasons. Either you don't know how to or you don't want to. The first one is not possible. So that's why there is a problem with your attitude. And attitude is determined by your subconscious brain. So it will take some time to change it. Sadhguru always says, independence is not something that anyone can cope up with. People likely want themselves to be bounded. And same goes with making changes in your own life. To those who wants to change their attitude, there are some ways by which you can build and maintain a positive attitude. First and foremost, the logical is to become aware of the principles that build a positive attitude. People with negative attitude blame the whole world, their parents, teachers, spouse, government for their failures. But to even having a thought of changing your attitude, you have to accept the responsibility for your behavior and action. You need to change your focus and start looking for all the positives in your life. All good habits in a person. You have to understand that sun don't shine to cast shadows, but it do to brighten the room. Making a habit of doing it now. There is an ancient mantra regarding this. Kal kare so aaj kar, aaj kare so ab, pal mein valle hoegi, bahar karega kab. It means, do your work today rather than tomorrow. Do your work now rather than today. When will you do it? Because timing passing by. So stop procrastination by giving excuses that I am getting ready, or I will do when I'll grow a little bit older. Benjamin Franklin once said, never leave till tomorrow, which you can do today. Get into a continuous internal education program and show some gratitude. That doesn't mean that you should join some college or school. There you can only get information. You need knowledge, wisdom, ethics, values, morals. Society just see good grades and a degree, but knowledge is just potential power. Wisdom is a real one. And if you think education is expensive, then try ignorance. Build a positive self-esteem and remove the word try from your dictionary. Either you will going to do something or not. If you choose try in between, you will probably going to start and stop. I have talked to very student, and whenever it comes to something hard like public speaking or talking to any stranger, they always end up with an answer, it's my life and I'll going to do it in my ways. I'll going to do what I want. This statement has done more damage than good. It makes people selfish, and now they forgot whatever we do, they do is interconnected. We are sharing the planet and we must learn to behave responsibly. Stay away from all the negative influences, all the sad news. We should learn to say no, thank you, and stay away from all the negative influences. I've already told you its consequences in my previous podcast. The world is sold and they want us to think what they want us to think. They just want power and money, so don't fall in their trap. Start your day with something positive. This is the last and the most important. Read or listen to something positive in the morning or just going to the sleep, because at that time our subconscious is receptive. This is a long-term phenomena that will help you in long races. And one thing more that is equally important is to always set a long-term goal, and in order to complete it, set small-term goals surrounding it. Only by then you can maintain your desire. Only by then you will likely to do things and put efforts continuously, because success is a journey, not a destination. We reach one goal, we go on to the next and so on. And outside forces cannot make you feel successful. You have to feel it within yourself. It is more internal than external. That is why what often appears as a success externally might be a total hollowness within. And it does not mean being liked and accepted by everyone. The key of failure is trying to please everyone and running away from struggles. You should get disappointed but never disheartened, because most people give up just before when they're about to achieve success. Now you have learned a lot and you will going to apply all these for few days, but then like most people you will gonna turn back to normal. You need a strong desire to continue. And do you have any setbacks? Because they can act as a driving force and also teach humility. Setbacks give courage and force or power to overcome itself. Napoleon Hill once said, "Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, his mind can achieve." So please do have big expectations of yourself. Think something big and kind. If you like listening to our podcast, I would love it if you could subscribe. It really makes a difference for me. And please follow me on social media. This is your host Anshul, and you were listening to What Anshul Found.